Oh, hey Brooke, it's Naomi. How are you going? Good, thank you. Hey, I have a quick question. Dudley's down there and Dr. Benin's done some x-rays. And when she rang me before, I forgot to ask. I was going to ask, does he need to stay on meloxicam at this stage? And it's probably an answer that she'll have to give to me later after the x-rays. But she might be gone by the time I get back down there. Yeah, because I'm not too sure what time to get him or anything like that. So, yeah. So I just wanted to find out if I had to keep giving him meloxicam, if that was the best outcome. Oh, okay. Well, that's perfect. All right, Brock, I'll see you a bit later today. Yeah, okay, great. Ta. Hello. What? Is that, but what's wrong? Yeah. Yeah. So his left knee and his both his ankles have arthritis. Okay. That's like our knees. We've got the cartilage between the bones and stuff. And the meniscus. Do they have knees like us? Wow. Oh, the poor little chap. Holy dooly. So he's so obviously he's older than what we thought. Okay. Anyway, well, at least we found out something and know what's going on. Oh, goodness gracious. My boys. Oh. So should I just keep them? I do. I bought one of those big ones just like 3 or 4 days ago. So he'll have to be on meloxicam day and night. And what do you think about his Cortrophin? Yeah. Yes, he does eat those. He's a good boy there. Okay, and maybe I should make him lose weight. Yeah. So how do I make him move more without hurting him? Yeah, that's the thing. At the moment, he's not moving. He's just sitting. And you put food away from him and he just goes, no. So what about the babies? I'll keep them separated from him with the divider because he really likes to popcorn with them. And then I notice that he's in a lot of pain after. Maybe we'll just get this a bit under control first and then we'll see. Mm. Okay, well, right. So I'll just do the food and make him move more for the food, and maybe just cut the veggies down. Less veggies. Okay, all right. Is there anything else I could do? Do you know?
Thank you
On the joint support. Okay. Oh, okay. All right, no worries. Okay, just processing that all, what I can do. Oh my goodness, chap. Wonder what he did to himself. Who knows? Okay. Yeah, that's the thing. He used to live outside on a ramp, like up and down, upstairs ramp. So he could have done anything. Okay. All right. Well, I'll work on keeping him comfortable, the monthly pantrophin and vegetables. Well, we'll just I'll see how I can get him to move anywhere. Yep. All right then. I can do that because he still gets up. Ever since we started the meloxicam, he does get up now and goes and visits the young ones and sneaks between the bars with them, and then he walks away and goes, "I'm done," and goes and sits somewhere else. And sometimes I change his into little enclosures around. I like his tunnels. I move his tunnels around, so then he has to actually physically walk to the tunnel. All right. Okay. Good stuff. All right. Well, I might come and get him in an hour or so then. Yeah, I'm just gonna pop over to Clontarf quickly, and I'll come and get him. Would that be all right? All right then. Well, I hope you have a nice afternoon. I may run into you. Yeah. Yeah. We'll just have to play it as it comes along now. Oh, no. Okay, that's all right. We'll just deal with it, hey? Oh, yeah. That's right. All right. Well, at least he's got a good home now. He'll be fine. Oh. Yes. He does love his cuddles. So he can just have more of those. And mate and weight management with his veg. Yeah, that's right. We have to keep him moving. Yeah, definitely. All right. Have a fantastic afternoon. And we'll catch up soon. That'd be nice. Definitely. Take care of yourself, hey? Speak soon. Thanks. Bye.